Intervju Radija Študent.
Lep pozdrav v intervjuju na Radiju Študent. Danes sta z nami Dieter Kovačič, aka Deep Drycin. Lep pozdrav.
Hello.
In pa Billy Rojš.
Rojs.
Okay. Oba sta zelo uveljavljena in priznana improvizatorja. Billy Rojs se ukvarja predvsem z videom in pa audiom s produciranjem iz videa. Medtem ko Deep Drycin je pa gramofonar, improvizator in oba pa sta sodelovala že z vsemi največjimi imeni tovrstne glasbe. Okay, danes bosta nastopila v kinu Šiška in sicer v okviru seriji Sonika. Naslov današnje serije je Ars Electronica Animation Festival 2012 About Music. Okay, welcome to Radio Student and welcome to rainy cold Slovenia. How was your trip?
Coming from rainy cold Austria.
Yeah.
Was okay.
Yeah, quite the same weather there.
So. You are at the moment working at Vienna.
Yeah, we are working in Vienna. Mm-hmm. Constantly.
Now your duo is called Risk, and before that was not the same color. Is this one of the same project and you just changed the name, or it's now something completely different?
It's not completely different. It's the same persons, it's us two, and it's a slightly different setup. Because it turned out that when we were traveling with Not the Same Color, we had a lot of gear, a lot of equipment, a lot of instruments with us. And it turned out that we can accomplish a similar or maybe even more interesting result with less things. So NTSC Not the Same Color changed to Risk, and when we travel we mostly play Risk, which stands for Reduced Instrument Set Concert nowadays. So it's very similar, but we changed the name for reasons of less luggage.
Okay. but are you still working only in the frames of analog equipment, or are you
Not the Same Color was actually more digital than it is now. We had a computer processing the signals going back and forth between our two tables. So we have two setups that are separated but still combined, still connected in several ways. And this computer is not there anymore in Risk. So Billy has one computer she uses for sampling, and I have one computer I use for sampling, but everything else is totally analog. There's a lot of electric things, but mm-hmm. not so many digital things in what we do.
Okay, we'll be back on this topic about some details maybe a bit later. But for the start, I would ask you, why did you choose to work in the audiovisual field?
It was not a decision at one point. It was more development, I would say. I mean, Dieter was already into music since long time, and like turntables, I don't know, late or mid 90s. And when I started to work with video, I was just inspired by music and interested to work together with musicians. So in the beginning I was more, I did only video in context of musical performances, but slightly I somehow also got into making sound, and so it was more like a gradual development of these things growing together, I would say.
But are you, for instance, trying to, I don't know, broaden the let's say, listener's perception of sound through this visualization mm-hmm. of audio, for instance?
Yeah, when I started to make video, my interest was more not like illustrating the sound on a visual way, and not working with, like many video artists did, with like more associative stuff going on, like images which provoke a kind of mood. I was more interested in having the my video equipment working, or the image working like another musical voice, but on a visual way. So adding something, not just illustrating or decorating
some kind of
stuff.
Synesthetic
yes.
Combination.
Mm, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I think that's an important point for both of us, that we are not trying to express our moods or tell the audience anything interesting or important or whatever, but rather take the word experimental music as it is and really try to find out what can be accomplished with a certain setup and a certain state of mind, and experiment, try out, and fail and success and all that. It's not about showing anything specific in a finished way to an audience, but also the audience should or can be part of this process of reflecting of what can be done.
Okay, I also read that you made your own video synthesizer. Is that correct?
Kind of, but it's very, very simple video synthesizer.
Oh, but it is a video synthesizer.
It is a video synthesizer, and I made it actually with the help of Dieter, and it's made of electronic do-it-yourself kits for making ultrasonic dog whistles. And these kits I bought in some technical, I don't know, shop where you could buy everything in several parts, and it's a small oscillator.
Yeah, it's basically two small oscillators that we bought and soldered together.
And they work with high frequency, like between 8 kilohertz and 20 kilohertz, and with this frequency you can play a lot with the PAL signal, the TV PAL signal, because it's around 15 kilohertz, there's the vertical sync.
The line sync.
The line sync. So you can make the image flip from vertical lines to a horizontal line, and yeah, you can really like draw on the screen with this little synthesizer. Yep.
So
technically it's a very simple setup, mm-hmm. and it's mounted in a little wooden box that Billy painted in a very rural farmer style, very pretty. And it's a good point to start with an electric signal to fuck up the circuits in the different machines, mm-hmm. and get interesting results from boring machines.
Mm-hmm. And you brought it with you today?
No, I didn't bring it today. No, because, I don't know, I have a lot of new small boxes now, and I'm actually I'm much more into sound production, and like the image is more like a side product, but it's still there, and I'm concentrated on sound, so all my instruments are more based on the sound.
But you have your tuna fish synthesizer
which is very similar. Actually, it works also with my other.
What is a tuna fish synthesizer?
It's a small little tuna can, uh-huh. and Flo Kaufmann from Switzerland, nerd.
Instrument builder, musician,
yeah.
Technician.
He built it, and it has some circuit bending little wires in it, and you can also play with these high frequencies.
And what, in general, are you using in your RISC setup? What is your approximately your signal chain? How does it go?
Well, on my table there's three turntables, a mixer, and a computer with a self-built computer with self-programmed software on it, and it's basically about playing vinyl. But I also have a vinyl cutter, so I do some of my records myself. So there's a lot of back and forth between playing and recording and playing and recording, and this is this thickens as a musical plot. And that's my part of the whole thing. And I send the audio signal that comes out of the mixer to the front desk, so the audience can hear it. Plus, I send the same signal to a little device that's called Synchronator, that generates on an analog base a video signal from this directly translated audio to video signal from this music. And Billy does similar things.
I mean, the Synchronator is built by two Dutch musicians, artists, Gerd Jan Prins and Bas van Kolwijk, and it has three audio inputs on RGB, so red, green, blue, and one analog video output, and it syncs the audio signal to a stable image. And so that's a great instrument for musicians to make music images, and it's very great for traveling because it's so light and small. Yeah, and on my side, like my instruments are, what do I have? I have an electric bass guitar, so normal bass guitar, and some effects, and a little box called Cacophonato, which is kind of a chaos synthesizer. You never know what happens when you turn the knobs. And I have a little touch noise generator, which also it reacts to finger touching. And I just realized that in this Kino Shishka, if I touch some of the parts of the platine, I can get the radio into the sound system.
It's a radio receptor, funny. So we heard some Slovene radio. Maybe it comes again at the show.
Yeah, we will see.
But be careful with the frequencies, because we have many suspicious radio stations.
But I will destroy it anyway, the signal. And yeah, I have a computer for processing and the sound. What else? The tuner can and a TV. A TV, a small TV, and with a little telephone microphone, I take the statics of the TV and feed it also into the sound circuit, so the image becomes sound again. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so this conversion from audio to video and vice versa happens in analog domain, you said?
Happens in analog domain, yes.
Okay, I personally come more from a digital world, so I'm aware of some things, how to, for instance, convert the video to audio and audio to video. And the general problem is that the video signal, or let's say frames, have much, much more information. So how do you handle this in analog world? Are there any, I don't know, frequencies in video signals that can be directly converted to
audio? You can convert any given frequency to a video signal, basically. This very basic principle that the Synchronator uses, and that Billy also uses with video mixes, if she uses any, that gives you basically horizontal bars of colors. Mm-hmm. So whatever music you play, you have a direct visual translation. Mm-hmm. And if you play, let's say, a 50 hertz bass, like the typical brrrt hum that comes from a badly grounded PA, then you get a simple on-off pattern on the screen. And if you have a 100 hertz, like the double of this frequency, then you get the double amount of bars, and if you have I don't know, 5,000 hertz, you get a lot of little stripes and stuff like that. So you can generate very simple graphical patterns from very simple sounds.
But I think what you wanted to know is the other way around, because image has much more information.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, this is, I mean, in this analog way, the really high frequencies from the image and the colors are just cut off, because mm-hmm. it's not possible with a normal audio mixer to get it. It's not audible.
It's not dealing with single pixels like in a digital domain.
Yeah, because
but rather with line mm-hmm. sync signals
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and with very basic colors.
Mm-hmm.
So
because, for instance, in the digital world, if you would want to translate video into audio, you would need to be restricted only like to one
mm-hmm.
Group of pixels,
yeah.
just like so you have this one-dimensional
mm-hmm.
array of information,
yeah.
which is audio.
Yeah.
Well, you have more your data on a digital
mm-hmm.
On a digital level, but I wouldn't necessarily say more information in an
mm-hmm.
image.
Mm-hmm.
No.
But can you extract from these signals, both of you, some specific informations and use it, or you are basically inherit immanently working with noise?
What do you mean, the translation? If there's anything specific in the translation, or
well, I mean, if you just directly transform the signal, you probably can get just variations of noise. Can you avoid the noise, or no, or do you want to avoid the noise?
What is noise? I imagine that this is a very difficult
yeah.
to understand discussion on radio for anybody who listens right now.
I guess so. Yeah. I mean, I can choose the information in the kind of which, for example, which filter I use for example, if I use a video signal as an audio input, like putting just a cable on the TV screen and put it to my audio mixer, in between I have a analog strong equalizer, and I can like kill frequencies there. So I can kill frequencies of this image, and then just instead of a broad band of noise, there is just like coming out. And this is sent back to the image. And if I use other video instruments like video mixer, then I also can like, but it's not taking out information, it's more
mm-hmm.
altering it, yeah,
mm-hmm.
or bringing it into another
mm-hmm.
Direction. But I guess it's really hard to imagine on radio what we are talking about, maybe.
Yes.
Okay, so
for everybody who doesn't really
come tonight
get the point when we are talking all this technical stuff, just come to Kino Shishka and have a look and listen what it's like in the real world.
Okay, so before you said what is noise, how would you describe your basically video and audio product,
yeah,
if not based on noise, because that is how I perceive it.
I think noise is a bit of a misleading term, so
mm-hmm.
I would rather say sound.
Mm-hmm.
So it's maybe sound music, and
it depends on the perspective. For example, I made a DVD with Toshi Nakamura, and we sent it to the mastering factory, and they just write an email, it's just colors and noise. So yeah, for his point of view it was just this, and he thought it's a big, like something is broken, but yeah, I mean, I have no problem with the term noise. It's especially if you in German it does
Well, in German, Rauschen is very different
to
the English noise.
Yeah.
It has a broader meaning.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Okay, so then basically describe yourself as a sound and video.
I describe myself as also noise musician.
I refuse to describe myself. No, I it's an ongoing discussion. I still don't know what's the best term for what is happening. Maybe it's better if the audience decides.
Okay. If you would have to put your work in some, group of artists, musicians, or video artists, what kind of group would you, what genre,
I would say contemporary rock, noise, classic, experimental, avant-garde, pop.
I say without confession, no confession at all.
I
don't like this, put myself in a box. And actually I'm working in so many fields. I also sometimes work with like musicians or artists who do more like really old music and theater, and I do experiment films that are shown as single screen works in cinema, and like we are performing in different contexts. Sometimes it's more like new contemporary music, and other times it's more like really more rock club style. And I like this diversity, and to jump around in this and move around gives some freedom for me.
And considering that you don't perceive yourself as a noise artist, what how do you perceive noise, and what is different in your sound that so that you don't agree with this?
Maybe it's more the attitude than the sound. It's if you take noise music too serious, then it becomes a cliche. And if you take it as an option to think of any tone, any sound as an equal event, then I'm totally with it, and I'm fine with the term noise music. So I know many musicians who would call themselves noise musicians, and they would also call my music noise music, maybe, which I'm totally fine with. But it's as a genre coming from industrial and punk and all that, and trying to be as evil and dark and loud as possible, that's not my style.
Okay, I think we slowly ran out of time for this interview. So, do you have any last words for...
Your last words would be come to the Kino Šiška, and also I think on your website there's some examples and some links about our works and our videos and music.
Especially on Kino Šiška.
So. Yeah, okay. So on the Kino Šiška site. And
tonight at 9:00, I think.
Yeah, but there will be some audio, some videos from Ars Electronica Festival before, so I think the whole event starts at 8:00.
Okay.
Yes, it starts at 8:00. There will be lots of videos presented, audio, visual. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Interview Radia Študent.